And you know, the Big Ass Runner Herd misses you guys. I hear from them. Yes, I hear from them. And they're clamoring.
Clamoring.
They are clamoring. They're like, Timmy Time has not sang or rapped in weeks. Yep. Clusters of days that would form a week.
Yes.
You have not done either of those things.
Nope, I have not.
So we're going to make it right.
All right.
We're going to make it right. But here's what we're going to do, Timmy Time.
I've been practicing.
Have you?
No.
This is Kirk McMorris, a big ass runner from Sacramento, California. Welcome to the Big Ass Runner Podcast, where we entertain and encourage trail runners from all over the world. Now, here are your hosts, Jeff Harrell.
Well, thank you, Coach Kirk. As Coach Kirk said, my name is Jeff Harrell. This is the Big Ass Runner Trail Running Podcast, episode number 155. We have a great show for you today. Segment number one, I'm going to get to here in a second. It's a little teaser. That's what we call it in the business. Teaser.
Oh, honey, he's teasing you. Nobody has two television sets.
Segment two, he is back. The golden vocal tones of one Timmy Time. And a special guest, her name might be Marcy Baser. That's segment number two. Great, great show. But first, I said I'm going to mention segment number one. You know, we introduced several months ago, it's been a couple months now, a bonus episode of the podcast every other Thursday called Coaching Corral. We wanted to see if we brought three coaches together and talked about topics that were helpful to the Big Ass Runner herd, if that would be valuable content. We thought that it would be, and you have told us it is. You love Coaching Corral and want to make it a ongoing part of the Big Ass Runner. So we have decided, it's a little programming change, that instead of a standalone episode on Thursdays, we would consolidate Coaching Corral into our Monday morning podcast. So as you have enjoyed for the last 2.5, going on 3 years, the Big Ass Runner podcast drops on Monday morning. It will continue to drop on Monday morning, and we will have Coaching Corral as one of the segments that will appear on the show about every other or every third week. So hopefully you will continue to enjoy the Coaching Corral as part of the Big Ass Runner. It will be one of the segments that is reoccurring. We have segments that reoccur like Why I Run, Inside the Herd, Marcy Baser, Timmy Time, and now Coaching Corral will be part of that rotation. So we want to keep it fresh, fresh content, lots of different variety of content coming to you each and every week. So that is the program change. So no longer will it be an every other Thursday standalone. It will be part of the regular show. Hope that makes sense. Hope you enjoy that consolidation. And with that, segment one is a Coaching Corral segment. You're going to love it. It's myself, Coach Greg, Coach Melody, talking about something that the Big Ass Runner Herd loves, and that is gear. So that is segment one. Well, with that, let's get going on episode number 155 for the Big Ass Runner.
Well, howdy, y'all, and welcome to a special edition of the Coaching Corral. So mosey on in. Watch your step and stay a while.
Well, welcome back to the Coaching Corral. As always, we have Coach Melody and Coach Greg. Coaches, welcome. You know, every time we talk about gear on the Big Ass Runner, it's one of our probably biggest episodes because people love to talk about gear, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about gear, and I thought we could talk about it kind of training, gear that we love in our everyday training, and then gear that maybe is more specific for some longer races, some ultra marathons. So we'll go that direction. We'll start with you, Coach Melody. You're thinking about your everyday training. What are some of your absolute gear favorites?
In everyday training, well,
The most important thing is a pair of running shoes and a good pair of socks, right? My favorite running shoes at the moment are Topos. I don't know if you guys have heard of Topos. I just recently learned about them, but they're kind of like Ultras because they have like the wide toe box, but they're not the zero drop like Ultras. They have a little bit more support and they've just been awesome. So, and then my favorite pair of running socks is Balega. I know I've mentioned that before. They're really cushy socks. I know not everyone loves the cushy socks, but I love them. And then just for everyday training, my husband and I, we have some like dumbbells, resistance bands. I think every runner should own a set of resistance bands. You can get some on Amazon for $25. We have some ankle weights. We use a physio ball for all of our strength training before and after our running. And then of course, like a handheld water bottle or a running pack. Because even if it's just a short run, like 30 minutes, I think it's important to always have water on you.
I love it. I want to ask you about Topo, because like you, I've heard of them and I've seen them. I've not actually worn them. I don't know if they're newer in the trail running space or not, but I'm curious because there's so many different brands out there. There's obviously Hoka and Ultra and Salt. You know, you can name 10 different brands. Did you try a bunch and figure out Topo just fits my foot best, or how did you end up landing on those?
Yeah, well, I ran in Ultras for a long time. And I liked them, but they weren't quite right. I did a foot scan. I learned that I have a pretty narrow foot. And so in the Ultras, I was just sliding all over the place. And Topo just has a little bit more grip, hangs on your foot a little bit better. Like I said, it has a little bit more support. I've dealt with a little bit of Achilles tendonitis, so having a little bit more of a heel lift has been really helpful. And the wide toe box is great. So I ran an Ultras for a long time. And when it was time for a new pair of shoes, I was like, I just need something different. And I went to the local shoe store here, tried on a bunch of shoes, tried on the Topos. It felt great. So I've been running in a few pairs of those, and they've been my favorite running shoes ever.
Love it. Coach Greg, let's go to you now. What are some of your favorites for training?
So if we're talking shoes, I have a lot of shoes, but I'm mostly, mostly a Hoka guy. I'm right now for trails. I am running in the Tecton X, the first version. Tried to buy up all the clearance ones because there's a Tecton 2 out, and also running the Speedland. I have, it's a smaller kind of a boutique brand, but I think I'm sure everyone's seen them now. So I have all three models of that. So kind of interchange between the two. As far as the Topo, I actually haven't tried that, but I understand it's kind of a happy medium between Hoka and Ultra. So you get the water toe box, but then as Melody said, you get that 4 or 5 millimeter drop. So kind of similar to most Hokas. So you get the in between for those that can't do zero drop, but still want the wider toe box that most of the Hokas don't offer. So I find it's a good happy medium between both those kind of Ultra and Hoka, which are usually the ones that you'll see on people's feet. For trail races, kind of go-tos for training for me, and I guess I'll just think of it in terms of Texas. I will be wearing a naked belt, for the way that Jeff and naked. I say it, naked, whatever. It's because I usually carry a phone and a GoPro because I'm usually taking some sort of pictures during our group runs. So I find that that's a good way for me to carry my hydration, even though I'm not always great at carrying a bottle, but I'll carry a soft flask in the back and I can keep my phone or a GoPro in the front. And especially now, I don't know if we want to talk specific gear, but I got some new sunglasses that are photochromatic. So because I'm bad with taking good care of my sunglasses, I have tons of Gooders, which I think everyone does. I've upped it up and I bought a new pair that are a little bit more expensive, but they transition well between when you're out in the sun and when you're in the trees. And if you've worn Gooders, it's probably hard. It's hard to see the roots when you're under the trees, and especially for the Texas runners. We're typically transitioning between woods and open fields, and you know, you get in the woods and you have to flip your sunglasses up over on your hat or on your head so you can actually see the roots. So these have those transition lenses, and I had a pretty nice pair of Oakleys that did that, and they're somewhere between Idaho and Utah. So if anybody runs Bear 100,
Hey, Melody, my friend.
You're free to have them if they're still in a good shape. But I think a good pair of sunglasses are kind of essential, especially in Texas and probably anywhere taking care of your eyes. That's what my optometrist keeps asking me if I'm continuing to wear UV sunglasses. So for me, I always have the waist belt and some kind of sunglasses just to protect my eyes. And obviously, shoes, socks, if we're just talking training, it really, these runs are a little shorter. So I don't have anything I would call essential. But yeah, that's it for the training.
Yeah, I've probably lost 1,200 pairs of sunglasses. I lose them all the time. So I'm always scared to invest in sunglasses. But so what was the name of these again? And what's the price point on them?
They're Glade Optics. So I think it is a Utah brand, Melody. I think they were designed by snowboarders. But the one I have is Roost. I think it's $89. So it's not really crazy. So it's kind of in between. And they've been great. I wore them, for a few hours mountain biking and running on Memorial Day. And it was nice to not have to move my sunglasses at all on either sport. And I have a wide head. So if you like the wraparounds, they'll fit you pretty well.
I love it. Yeah. And I don't need any other reasons to trip on roots either. So I may need to look into these. And they're not sponsors or partners of the show. So check them out. See if you like them. Actually, I'm going to mention one too. And these guys are partners of the show, but they're partners of the show because they're amazing. I don't know if you guys have this, but when I go for a run, there's a certain pair of shorts I absolutely have to have. It's the Path Projects, of course, but it's got the zipper in the back where your phone goes. Because if I wear any other shorts that don't have that zipper, the phone is all over the place. So yes, that would be my contribution to this discussion, would be the Path Projects shorts with the zipper. You know the ones I'm talking about, Greg, with the zipper in the back.
And it will fit a full-size Max Pro iPhone.
Yep.
Yep. I do love all the Path Projects because of pockets. So if you're not wearing a belt, at least you have pockets.
And the other key is they have zippers on them so you don't lose stuff, like your sunglasses potentially. Yes, the Path Project shorts are amazing. Well, let's move over to gear you enjoy for longer races, so for ultras. And this might be maybe a little bit more of an investment kind of stuff, but those things that you're going to use for longer runs. Melody, we'll start with you.
For sure. So the first thing that I think of, besides kind of what we've gone over, running clothes, running shoes, running socks, the basics, we talked about things to carry water. For an ultra, you're going to want to be able to carry a lot more water. So typically a nice running vest with a camel pack. Some people like the running belts more than the packs. You just can't carry as much water. One option is to wear a running belt with a pack. I know a lot of people like that. The running belt, it just makes things more accessible. You don't always have to take your backpack off and put it back on to grab the things that you need. But I think that's the most important thing, is to have a pack that fits you well, that carries a lot of water. And then I'm really, really big on safety when it comes to ultra running. So I think what's essential is, I think a first aid kit, bear spray. I think bear spray is great because not only is that going to take care of animals, but that will take care of people. Things like a thermal blanket, something to start fire, a water filter, just in case, right? I've never been in a situation where I've needed to use those things, but I always feel better, especially when I'm alone going out for a 25-mile run. I feel a bit better having those things, an extra headlight, and we could talk about things that we need for the night. But I'll start there. So a pack and then safety gear.
I love it. Yeah, and we don't have to think about bears so much here in Texas necessarily, but I'm curious. So when you carry bear spray, how are you carrying it? Tell us a little bit more about that, because I'm a little bit unfamiliar.
Yeah, so I do get a lot of flack for carrying bear spray, and because it's pretty big. A bear spray canister is like maybe half the size of this
bottle. Oh, wow.
So it's pretty big, but I think it's worth to be safe. And the way I look at it is, it's just a little extra weight is just great training, right? So I have one that it's like a belt that I put around my waist. Or sometimes I take it off the belt and I can stick it in my pocket in my running pack. Something that my husband does is he sticks it in the back of his backpack. And if he starts to feel scared or like he's in danger, he sees cougar prints or anything, then he'll take it off of his back and carry it in his hands.
Got it. Sounds good. Yeah. Safety. I think that's something we maybe should do an episode on safety, because I think more and more that's very top of mind for a lot of people. Safety around animals, safety around other people, unfortunately. So maybe in a future episode, we'll talk more about safety, but I love those. Coach Melody, Coach Greg, what about you for the longer ultra distance races? Any favorites?
Yeah, so I will. Oh, before we get into that, I don't know if you saw on Facebook, there's a group of a mountain bike group that I'm part of, and someone took a picture of what was pretty much identified as bear scat at Knob Hills, which is a trail that's 45 minutes from the both of us.
Whoa!
So
breaking news.
Yeah. Right. So we might have to start carrying bear spray. So talking in terms of safety, just about a week ago, I paced at Cruel Jewel, which is a race in Georgia. And, some of the things that you just mentioned, blister kit, first aid. While we were crewing, we stopped and got a first aid kit, not for our runner, but for a runner that was running with our runner because she was getting blisters. And we were going to meet her at the next aid station. I actually cleaned and treated a stranger's blisters. So that's something, you know, with aid stations that are pretty far spread out, you know, definitely I think we've talked about this maybe a couple episodes back, but carrying a small blister kit is always a good idea. And now first aid, I'll be honest, I've probably never carried first aid during a race, but in a race in July, I came across this Athens Big Fork in Arkansas. We came across a runner that fell on the trail and he had hit his head and he was bleeding. They had him wrapped in a space blanket to keep warm, even though it was probably very nice weather for July, but they had him wrapped in a space blanket because he was losing blood. And luckily enough, one of our local runners had a first aid kit in his pack and he was able to clean up enough where he could get up and walk. We had to walk out about 3 or 4 miles to the next aid station because it just wasn't a spot where they were going to some pretty steep climbs that they were going to be able to come in and get them. So they were coming, but we were going to have to meet them halfway. So first aid kit, and it's obviously a blister kit just for your own race. And when we going back to Cruel Jewel, we were stuck in the rain for about 4 hours. It wasn't cold rain, but luckily we both had rain gear. So a light jacket, even though it wasn't waterproof, that was enough because it started raining as night was falling. So without rain gear, safety gear like that. So know what the weather's going to be like. This is a lot more important when you're probably, you know, in the Rockies. So out west in a mountain terrain, but still, it still was an issue in Georgia, which is a different kind of mountains. And if we had prepared properly, we would have had a cheap $1 poncho because we saw about half the runners on out and back. They all had ponchos and we were looking at them very enviously that we should have had ponchos. I thought they were giving them out because almost everyone had one. So apparently the folks in the Southeast know a little bit more than we do about the weather, but I think it's always good to, when you're going at night, have light jacket layers. I did actually carry an extra layer that I wasn't using, but I gave to my runner to wear under his jacket. So just small things like that. You might have to carry a little extra than you would, and you might not ever have to use it, but it's probably come in handy just as much as it hasn't. So think small things like that. And, you know, we can talk about required mandatory gear for races like whistles and bivvies or blankets. But I think just the small things that apply to everyone are, you know, extra layers. A jacket when you're going into the night, blister kits, things like that. I think that's something that applies to almost any race or any long run into the night.
Yeah, you bring up a lot of good points because I think for those of us who haven't done a lot of the longer overnight races, you don't know what are those little things you might need. A dollar poncho, $1 poncho might have saved a lot of misery. Yeah. through the night, those blister kits, some of those other things, I think those are, can be so, so helpful and just experience. And I think that's one reason to have a coach, because a coach has been there before. They know it can anticipate some of those things. Well, I want to close this with one final question. We'll just do a quick round robin. If you're going to make an investment in one piece of gear, you got to pick one. If you're going to make an investment, and this might be a little bit of a higher dollar item, but it's something, man, I think I might know what Melody's going to say. I'm not sure if I know what Greg's going to say. One piece of gear, what would it be? We'll start with you, Coach Melody.
I'm going to say, now I'm second guessing myself. This is a hard question. My first answer was going to be a pack with water. But then I was thinking maybe a water filter would be better, because then I could just run by the water. Keep that in my pocket. So I think that's going to be my answer.
See, I thought you were going to go with a good rain jacket, just a good quality John G or Patagonia rain jacket. That's where I thought you were going to go.
That might be my second thing that I buy.
Dang it, missed it by one. What about you, Coach Greg?
You know what? This is going to be hard, but I'm going to keep it on the longer ultras, mountain ultras. And I'm going to go with the Leckie trekking poles. I've probably gone through 4 different trekking poles now from Black Diamond, but the Leckie ones with this, I think they call it some trigger shark, where it attaches to the poles, and you, surprisingly, your hands will get tired if you're using those. And I've probably used Leckie trekking poles for the last 3 years, no affiliation at all, but they've held up well. And if it's definitely an investment, but if you're going to be doing mountain ultras, I don't think there's a better option.
Yep. You tell me about Leckie. I got them for the Black Canyon and they were awesome. Yeah. Cause I used them pretty much the whole second half of the race. Since you didn't say this, Coach Melody, I'm going to say rain jacket, because I made an investment in a John G rain jacket probably pretty early in my ultra running career. And I've used that not all the time, but when I have had to use it, it is so critical when you're running in the rain and running in those messy conditions. So that's what I'm going to go with. Well, thank you guys. This has been amazing. Tell us a little bit about your coaching program, Melody. Are you taking new athletes? Tell us how people can connect with you as well.
I am. I'm taking new athletes. My specialty is helping people run their first ultra, particularly their first 100-mile race. And you can find me on Insta at the Pine Tree Runner.
Awesome. Coach Greg.
Yep. And you can also, it's easiest to find me on Instagram as well at Ultra Ninja Runner without the E.
And you're working with athletes, all kinds of different
road and trail. 5K to 200 plus. So,
just had a couple do Cocodona. So pretty amazing. Well, this has been awesome as always. We will chat again here in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us in the Coaching Corral. Watch your step as you leave, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See ya.
Thanks for having us. Hear woman shout out, who let the dogs out?
One of the things we love to do is to give shout outs and kudos to the big ass runners out there just making it happen. This week we have a very special one. You know, we are huge. We are absolutely huge in Latvia. I think it's because of my accent. I'm not really sure, but the Latvians love the big ass runner. We love Latvia as well. And the Latvians, the herd members out there in Latvia, were going crazy this past week because their world hockey team beat the United States. And you know what they did? They took the next day as a holiday. They're going nuts. They're going just absolutely crazy excited for what is happening with the Latvian hockey team. So congratulations, those big ass runner herd members in Latvia. Congratulations on your big win. Way to go. A doggy is nothing if it don't have a bone. Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Doggy, hold it. A doggy is nothing if it don't have a bone. Ladies and gentlemen, It's Timmy time.
What up, what up, what up, strangers?
Tim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I miss you.
It's been a while. Oh, you know who else is here?
Oh, no.
It's Marcy Baser.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, really, I've been doing pretty good, Jeff. I don't know.
Yeah. You were doing good.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Not anymore. Sorry about that, Tim.
It happens.
Well, daily. How you guys doing?
Doing good, yeah. Jeff. How are you?
Good. It's been a while.
Been a
it's
minute.
Been like months.
I know. I missed you.
Yeah. Months as in like days of all clustered together, yeah. And they call it a month.
I know. Like days of thunder.
days of thunder. What's been going on? So we're now into summer.
Yep.
And my guess is you guys have maybe have made it out to the lake.
Oh, perhaps. Yes. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's going on out the lake these days?
We're living out. Well, yep. I'm living out there.
Uh-oh.
Somebody got to work.
Yeah. Tim.
Can you not work at the lake, Timmy Time?
I can, but it's hard when there's a group of people at the house.
And you got a lake staring in the face, yeah. And a boat staring in mm-hmm. the face and other things.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Bathing suit.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
I feel like since I chatted with you guys, you've also been on a amazing anniversary trip.
We did.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
We went to 7-Eleven one night.
Oh, yeah, I got a
Slurpee. Oh, it was a good
did
cherry.
You get a Big Papa?
Cherry.
Tim let me get whatever I wanted out of 7-Eleven.
Whoa, on your anniversary?
Well, I got three items.
She did.
Any of my choosing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Was one of them a Big Papa?
Definitely a Big Papa.
Hello.
I got a Big Papa. Ended up at the Beacon.
Yes, the Beacon of Light was there for you. It always is.
It always is. It always, always is. There.
No, we went to Greece.
Whoa, Greece is the word.
Is the word that you heard.
I was super upset though. John Travolta wasn't
you
there.
You didn't see Sandy?
No.
Was Sandy there?
She passed away.
Oh, she did. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me sad. I love Olivia. Olivia.
Oh, she was so great.
She was the best. So how was Greece? Not the
Greece
movie?
Greece was amazing. It was so cool. We had a little boat and we sailed from island to island.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
We had the captain that was this crusty old guy that was so actually we thought he was super old. Turns out he was maybe
he was like your age.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was like maybe ouch. 10 years older than Tim. But we thought he was like our dad's age.
He's my
the
age.
The sea had not treated him well.
He was 57.
He
what?
Was 57.
Yeah.
We thought he was like 70 years old.
Yeah.
But he was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. He got that.
Couple heart attacks.
Yeah.
All that
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
He pulled his gin out every afternoon while sailing said boat.
Whoa.
I know.
He's seen some life.
Oh, yeah. He has. He has done some life.
He is weathered. He has seen some life. And he's 57 years old.
Yeah.
I thought can't he remember was 75. His name now. What was his name?
We called him Dad.
El Papa. Wow.
That's what we called
they
him.
They did. Her and her cousin. Called him, hey, Dad. Behind Dad, his back. Dad. And towards the end.
Yeah. Sometimes Daddy.
Yeah.
That got weird.
Where are we going, Dad?
That just
got real weird.
We'll quit that one real quick.
So tell me about, I've never been to Greece. Tell me about, what was the most beautiful part? All of it? Was it? Was there a certain, I don't know much about it. So
I didn't know much about it either.
Well, you should now.
Yeah. Yeah. All the islands, they're all different. They seem different, but the water was cool. It was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went in off season.
Okay.
The water was cold, so we didn't get in the ocean, but it was not cold really when we were there.
It was like high
chilly,
mid-60s.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. My favorite island was Eos.
Ooh, Eos.
Oh my gosh. We pulled up to Eos. We had, my cousin and I were on the front of the boat, and there was this bay that we walked into that had all this cool old cliffs and houses that were built into it from like, I don't know, I think Jesus lived in one of those houses. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But then there was this nun that came out and she started waving and I started waving and she kept waving. So I kept waving. I mean, this went on for, it was like a standoff. And then my cousin started taking a picture of her. And then all of a sudden she got her other nun out there and the other nun started taking pictures of us and we just it went on for a while. It was a lot of fun.
And now you're pen pals.
Yeah, basically.
It was like two nun blondes.
Wow. That's amazing.
But it was gorgeous. The whole place was neat.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, and you were there a while,
mm-hmm.
10 days, or something like that?
Yep.
Love we were gone 10 days, but we were on the boat for like eight.
Oh, wow.
It was like a 42-foot catamaran. Saturday or something,
And did Timmy Time have to catch your dinner?
No, he didn't fish.
No, we didn't get to fish.
Well, what did you eat for dinner?
We had a chef.
Whoa, fancy.
Actually, that was breakfast and light lunch.
Light lunch.
Then we would be at an island every night and go out to
dinner. Oh, so you kind of pull up to the island.
Yeah, and go check it out.
Hit the nightlife.
Port there, sleep in the boat.
Oh.
So one of the islands, I thought it was Eos, but it may have been Thanos.
Whoa.
That's the one you like the most.
Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't called Thanos. It was like that, though.
Theros.
But we get off, and then the captain knows everybody around, so he somehow gets us invited to this wine tasting party.
I thought that was Eos, no?
Was it?
I don't know. They're all Os.
They're all
Os. It's all very confusing. Okay. We don't know where we go.
It's an entire Greece wine tasting. So all the vineyards around Greece all came to this island, and somehow... Us four thugs got invited to it.
It was like a nice event. We look like we normally look.
You're in flip-flops.
Yeah, we rolled up in there. Hey, everybody's like Greeks. They're not, there's no tourists there. Like, and us.
Yeah.
Americanos.
They gave me a wine glass that I had water in.
Oh, nice.
Which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We were stealing bottles at the end and taking them back.
Wow.
We weren't stealing them. Captain was getting them for us. They were already open.
Panos,
and he would take all of them, and so we had like 20 open bottles of wine on the ship.
Night. Yep.
I got to run a couple times
on the boat, just like around the circle.
Yep, just around the circle.
Sweet. He fell off once; it was amazing. Yeah.
Wow, how was it sleeping on the boat? How big a boat was it, and was it 42?
It was a couple times. It was windy, but then so we stayed in one island two nights, just because it was
the wind.
He said it was too choppy, but it was fine, except for we were next to the air compressor or something, the generator.
Oh my lousy. I don't know what that was. It would go off just in the middle of the night. I was like,
you
oh
just scared
my God.
Me.
I didn't sleep for like a week, but it's overrated. Sleep's overrated.
It's actually not overrated. It's amazing.
Yeah, that was the only bad part. I forgot about that. I'd blocked that out of my memory, but
you brought it back up to me, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, glad you guys are home. Yep. Glad you had
a
good trip.
You.
And now it is full send summer at the lake.
Yep. I like you can put a D on the end of that send.
Send.
It's not a full send time.
No, I said send.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Timmy
full
time.
Send at the lake.
Full send. At the lake. Well, yeah. I'm very excited to have the Bazers back on it. Like we said, it's been a while. And, you know, the Big Ass Runner Herd misses you guys.
Well,
I hear from them. Yes, I hear from them. And they're clamoring.
Clamoring.
They are clamoring. They're like, Timmy Time has not sang or rapped in weeks.
Yeah.
Clusters of days that would form a week.
Yes.
You have not... done either of those things.
Nope, I have not.
So we're going to make it right.
All right,
we're going to make it right. But here's what we're going to do, Timmy Time.
I've been practicing.
Have you?
No.
Well, your agent has upped your fees, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't tell the listeners what we discovered today. I was going to the... Marcy's like, what did we discover?
Darren Headlights, what did we discover?
I was planning out my race calendar. I went to the Rocky Raccoon website.
Yes.
And if you go to the Rocky 50, you will see Timmy Time.
Timmy Time.
On the front page of the website.
Short hair Timmy Time.
Short hair in the orange, the classic orange. Yes,
the famous.
It's like the Tiger Woods red shirt. It's the Timmy Time orange.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
It was, yeah. And you're getting paid how much for that?
$1. Not even a dollar.
Nothing.
I'm going to see if I can get a discount on my race.
Hey, you know what? Chris McWatter is the race director, and he knows what's up. He knows, but Timmy Time on the front. Yeah. People are flocking to that race.
It's already sold out.
It's sold out.
There's
sold
a wait list.
Yeah. Gotta be. So
that was pretty cool.
That was, it's very cool. Similarly, your agent has been asking for more money.
Uh-huh.
But I said, hey, let's try this out. Let's do some rap.
Okay.
And then, of course, I made the mistake of going down to the data warehouse.
Uh-oh.
The data scientists were all a flutter. There was Mountain Dew everywhere. There was Cheeto dust in the air. They were playing cornhole with Funyuns.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was pretty creative. Yeah.
Which kind of Funyuns?
Just a regular old classic Funyuns.
Not the fiery ones, because that would get dirty.
Well, they eat those.
Yeah, okay.
They play cornhole with the regular ones. They're old school, I guess. I don't know. And they said, well, why has not Timmy Time been singing or rapping? I said, well, because they've been at Greece. There was Sandy. So they said, you know what? What if we wrote a rap?
Okay.
And got Timmy Time to sing it.
Oh.
So they wrote a rap, and you're gonna rap it.
All right.
Is that what you say? Is that what you say? You're gonna rap it?
I'm not a rapper, but yeah, you probably just rap it. Throw down some lyrics. So, mm-hmm.
And then the robots heard about it.
Oh.
They're like, wait a minute. The data scientists get to write a rap, and we don't get to write a rap. So robots also
controversial.
It is controversial. I know.
It's going to be like a gang war.
It is. So you're going to have, Marcy, you're going to have to decide.
Okay.
Did the robots write the better rap, or did the data scientists? So we're going to start with the data scientists. It's actually the second one on your page there, Timmy.
Yeah. So it's going to give it away right away.
Well, you know which one it is. It's just who wrote the better one.
Okay.
Yeah, we know which one's which.
You can tell by the Cheeto dust, the fingerprints that are all over scientists. You can see theirs.
Yeah, that's not the mystery. The mystery is who wrote the better rap.
Okay.
The mystery is Timmy Time going to be able to rap this?
Oh, that's a known quantity. That's going to happen.
Yes. Does he get a beat? Will you be giving them the beat box?
You want a beat?
What's he going to do?
I would probably need a beat.
What we want, like a...
I don't know. I don't know if I want a fast beat. I haven't even read these lyrics.
That's never stopped you before.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if you want a beat, I will give you a beat. You ready, Timmy Time?
All right. Rap number one. Data scientists dropping bars. Listen up, here's the plan. Trail running and analytics, a mind-blowing bin. I analyze the data, patterns I unfold, unveiling secrets of the trail untold. I crunch the numbers, analyze the pace, find insights, runnings, data, ace. From GPS tracks to heart rate trends, in the realm of data, trail running transcends. I'm the data scientist, running with precision, unleashing knowledge, making my trails my mission. Analyzing patterns, discover new. In the world of trail running, data's my crew. So lace up your shoes, let's hit the trails in stride. With data by our side, we'll reach new heights. Trail running's not just physical, it's an art. And with data science, we'll leave your mark.
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there we go.
Ooh, that was the data scientist dropping it hard.
Good one.
It was the nerd herd. They dropped it with the Cheeto dust.
You know, I'm a little disappointed Cheetos was not in there.
Cheetos.
Yeah.
It's written. It's all over it.
Yeah.
it's physically on the page.
It is orange. This page is orange.
What's sticky? Dropping bars?
I don't know. But apparently they do.
They do.
Yeah, they know. Pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good rap.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Data's my crew.
I mean, Data is my crew.
We'll leave our mark. I mean, come on now.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
So the bar is set high.
Okay.
And now it is time for the robots.
Oh, this is the robots.
The robots wrote this rap, Timmy Time.
Do you want it to be good or bad?
Well, no, I want you to do your best.
This is going to be bad either way.
Do your best, Tim.
Do your best. Here we go. The robot rap.
What up, y'all? Listen up. Here we go. Yo, trail runners, gather around. It's Timmy Time. Big ass runner, dropping rhymes that'll blow your mind. From the dirt and gravel to the mountains high, I'm here to inspire, make your spirits fly. And this is the chorus. I'm the big ass runner, fierce and bold, taking on trails, blazing trails untold, pushing limits, breaking through the mold. Trail runners unite, let the stories unfold. So lace up your shoes, hit the trails with might, embrace the challenge, run with all your might, listen to the podcast, feel the rhythm, the flow, the big ass runner, let your passion grow. The end.
That was good, Timmy Time.
You Killed it, baby.
That, I don't know, man. Marcy, you're going to decide.
Well.
But that was pretty daggum good.
It really was. I want to choose the data scientist, but I don't feel like it was better.
No. And here's the thing. I know. The robots knew to put Big Ass Runner in the lyrics.
Yeah.
They know where their bread is buttered.
Yeah, the data scientists made it about them versus, I guess that's people for you, versus the bots.
They're how many of the data scientists run?
They run numbers. They run algorithms. They run scenarios.
They do other, they eat Cheetos.
I spit all over my lyrics.
Well,
well you should.
You were rapping hard.
Now it's just an orange mess. Yes. Blazing trails untold, breaking through the mold.
I hate to say it, but I'm going with the robots.
She's going with the robots.
Yeah, trail runners unite.
Once again, the robots are taking over the world.
I know, because they made it about Big Ass Runner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They sure did. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. What did you guys think, Big Ass Runner Herd? Do you agree with Marcy? I have to agree with Marcy.
Did you like it better too?
I did, yeah. And I'm impartial.
There you go.
Don't tell the data scientists I said that.
I don't even let them listen to this episode. They'll probably quit or go on strike at the very least.
Again.
I know.
They do it every week.
It's terrible.
Do you know how many cases of Funyuns I've bought over the years?
They are divas up in there.
It's
divas.
Ridiculous.
Cases of Funyuns.
Oh, by the boatload. By the
bushel.
By the little boat around Greece load. Captain by El Papa, whatever his name was.
El Papa.
Panos.
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 Daddy Panos.
Oh, well, Timmy Time, great job. That was phenomenal as always. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Timmy Time.
Woo! Woo, 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 woo.
With Marcy Baser.
Yes, of course. Of course. Hey, I do have a rumor.
Yeah?
I think Marcy Baser is going to be at Bandera.
Whoa!
Just FYI. Fun
Did
fact.
That? Did you hear
Fun
that?
Fun fact. Yeah. Is it rumor or is it true?
We'll find out.
We'll find
out. Sign up for Bandera if you want to.
What's the date of Bandera again?
It's the date that Marcy's going to be at Bandera.
There you go. Sometime in January.
Early January.
Yeah. Nice and balmy.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps Moet and Shondo in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says. Just like Marie Antoinette, a billion remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy at any time.
Well, believe it or not, that is the end of episode number 155 of the Big Ass Runner. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks to all that were involved, Coach Melody and Coach Greg, for sharing your gear recommendations with the herd, to Marcy and Timmy Time, to the robots who wrote an amazing rap, and of course to the data scientists. Hope you're not too upset with us for siding with the robots. The robots are taking over. That's what it's all about. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Big Ass Runner. We want to thank our amazing partners of the show. We talked about them in the gear section, Path Projects, some of the best gear that you can get for trail running at pathprojects.com. And of course, to our audio engineer that makes us sound so good, Steve Sarsaparilla Saunders.
Excellent!
Well, with that, get out there, hit those trails, and keep running your asses off. So we have decided, it's a little programming change, that instead, into the Monday morning, every other Monday, scratch that, Steve. So hopefully you will continue to enjoy, thanks guys for joining us here in the Cowpoke.
Go Big Ass Runner!
I forgot to tell you guys about my bathroom experience at the Byron Nelson.
Oh, man, they have a real nice beacon of light.
They did.
It was impressive.